brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Final segment with Michael Rivera, starting a new broadcaster on Genesis, the first of the year. Let's go ahead and go back to your calls. Let's talk to Dan in Washington. Thanks for holding her on the air, Dan.
Actually, it's David, Alex. I just wanted to talk about it. It's not related to the subject you two were talking about, but I just got out of my local county jail for some ridiculous charges, and most of the people in there, Alex, are in there on ridiculous probation violations, failure to pay unconstitutional fines, and some of the human rights violations I saw in there were pretty ridiculous.
Yeah, the government's criminal. We have over 7 million people in the system, more than any other country in the world, and they're erecting more and more pseudo-laws to entrap everyone into the system. You look at, here's an example, ITT Technical, 50-plus campuses across the country. In the past, they taught computer jobs and electronics jobs. They're phasing that out and going to, quote, law enforcement training because that's the new economy.
Yeah, I saw that commercial. It was ridiculous.
Yeah, the new economy, well, all the big new scholarships, you're taking over the universities. The jobs are going to be a military dictatorship. Michael Rivera, comments on that?
Well, one wonders how you're going to pay for all of this, because the problem with security guards and all of these other positions is they don't actually make a product you can sell. And at some point...
But you just tax and imprison people and seize their property. It's a predatory system.
It absolutely is, but it's a self-feeding, self-consuming system, because without new money coming in from outside the country, this kind of a system eventually implodes on itself, because as the money circulates around internally, the government simply takes more and more of it, but there's no new money coming into the system. Meanwhile, the money that's there is being dead-ended in jobs and occupations that produce no goods that can be sold.
But we've got to fight Al-Qaeda.
Why don't we just hire them and give them jobs, and I think they'll calm down.
So what was going on in this loving facility you were in?
Well, the first thing I saw, that the first day I was in there, before they move you into an open bay pod, is what they're called, is that, you know, hold on, I'm on a headset. There we go.
Yeah, we need to go ahead and get your points.
Yeah, there was a Muslim person in there, and he was a nice enough guy, and they were serving us sausages with our meals, and he was just trying to find out whether or not there was pork in there. And the female corrections officer he was talking to refused to give him an answer, and when he demanded his rights, you know, as the meal that he told them that he needed to have, you know, free of pork, she immediately got in his face yelling at him, and when he tried to defend his point of view, they put him on lockdown for like 10 days.
Well, talking's wrong, but listen, that's nothing, sir. They've shut down 4 prisons right around Austin the last few years. At one of them, they would rape all the women, and it said all. They would make videotapes of it. At another one, the men would rape the men and video it. They thought that was normal. Believe me, sir, if there's not mass raping and torturing people and drug dealing by the guards, you were in a wonderful facility.
Absolutely. I mean,
that's nothing.
I've heard.
Michael Rivera, tell him how bad the jails are.
Yeah, the jails are very bad in the U.S. You're not allowed to find out about it. There are all kinds of human rights violations going on. And, of course, the mainstream media very rarely reports it. But it's a very ugly situation in there. And I know there's a lot of people who said, well, they're criminals. They should be, jails should be a place to suffer in. But when you temper that with what Alex was saying before, that a lot of the laws people are being put in jails for are really rather pointless, victimless crimes, procedural crimes, failure to obey some regulation or submit some kind of piece of paperwork, and it's really an ugly situation. And ultimately, I think where it's headed, because the system is a huge cash sink, that we're going to see an increase on this so-called prison labor industries, where the prisoners are jailed and put to work.
Yeah, there are 2 million people in prison industries, and the idiots on the street say, good, make them work. Hey, they're getting 20 cents an hour on average. That's taking your job.
Yeah, it's pulling everybody's wages down.
Hey, thanks, caller. Michael Rivera, we're out of time. Thank you for spending time with us.
Thanks. Talk to you next month.
Take care. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Larry Patriarca is our guest, and then at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to get into the world news, some of the news we haven't covered, and replay that clip from a new cable special drama, Sleeper Cell, where the terrorists joke about 9/11 truth. Ha ha ha, the government did it. Ha ha ha, how ridiculous. You see, the terrorists are laughing at us. No, the terrorists, they really did it. Larry, thank you for coming on with us. There's going to be a big event, the Boston Tea Party for 9/11 truth, going viral. And we are honored to have you on with us today, and I'm now told this is going to happen in San Francisco. This is going to happen in the Midwest, different parts of the country. You're going to be throwing 9/11 Whitewash Commission reports, published and put out by the same people that brought you the Iraq Study Group, into Boston Harbor, reenacting what the boys did from the Green Dragon Inn, dressed up like Native Americans. Tell us about the protest and why you're doing this.
Well, first of all, Alex, it's a pleasure to join you.
Thanks for coming on.
No problem. My pleasure. Well, it's the anniversary of the actual Tea Party, the original Tea Party, just gives us a great opportunity to try to wake up America to a modern day similar situation where we're being oppressed, tyranny's rampant, and we have some truths to share with fellow Americans, and we feel what we're doing is extremely patriotic, you know, compared to passive ignorance that's just rampant everywhere. people waving their flags, you know, declaring themselves patriotic because they've got, you know, yellow stickers on the back of their, ribbon stickers on the back of their SUVs, and that's all it takes to be a patriot these days.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. Let the firefighters and police breathe asbestos and die. Let the troops breathe DU, be in false wars, lose the Bill of Rights, have cameras put up nationwide, leave the borders wide open. Just as long as you can wave a plastic, desecrated flag made by slaves in China, it's everything's good.
Oh, yeah, and then, of course, we spend $1 trillion on military spending this year alone, and, oh, that's all for our safety, and sorry, I just don't see the results of that money. What I see are the results that, you know, my daughter, who's 5-year dean's list, going to a mediocre college and still needs to work 3 jobs to do it, and is still going to net about $200,000 worth of interest to pay over the next 30 years, and,
you know, you just brought up a key point. The University of Texas has almost $40 billion in surplus funds. I just knew about one of the funds. I've learned of more now. Total cream, not investments, not pension funds. These are just liquid cash accounts, but they're going to raise tuition again from a college that in the past was totally free to the people of Texas who paid taxes for it if you had above a B plus. And not now. Sorry. No. They've got to jack up the prices again. It is a raping, just another example of how we're being scammed.
Exactly. And it's education, and it's all, I see it all as part of a master agenda for dumbing down America.
Oh, that's their stated agenda. Tell us when you're going to have the rally, what it's going to consist of, some of the other areas of the country that are going to be having, and how we can learn more about it on 9/11 Blogger. We have a link up on Infowars.com to the subpages that detail it. Tell us what you're going to do, and then what you're going to say to the press if they do arrive to cover it.
This is the tough thing. This was an undecisive thing for us as far as how much to reveal in a press release. You know, we felt as soon as you start pointing a finger at the government, they did it, you know, your natural-born skeptics are all wearing press badges, and, you know, it's going to make it tough to get them to show and not show just for the point of making fun of us. So, you know, the introductory message is going to involve, you know, to spelling out what it means to be an American, what it means to be a patriot, and that, you know, we are here to support and defend the Constitution and American citizens, not a renegade government. You know, and the guest speakers, one by one, will give their message, and some of it may include, you know, my hop and lie hop, and but the general message will be that, you know, we're making a stand. We're tired of being lied to. The commission report is an obvious cover-up and a you know, 571-page lie.
It is. It's been analyzed by scholars. Everything is a huge lie.
Mm-hmm.
They don't even mention Building 7. They claim there were no big steel columns in Tower 1 or 2. I mean, they don't mention, you know, that the money came from ISI/MI6. I mean, it's a joke.
Oh, the list goes on and on. I mean, just try and piece together what they determined the, you know, the minute-by-minute results of September 11th were, and it's 50 pages of fluff and maybe one full page of text that actually pertains to minute-by-minute account of the day. The rest of it, you know, just that one chapter about September 11th just talks about the heroism of the day. And, you know, and yeah, we all support that, but excuse me, that's a distraction. I want to hear you tell me what time the terrorists got on the planes, what time, how did they get on the
planes?
And
we also caught the report lying against admitted published Pentagon and FAA and NORAD with dates. We have them also cooking the numbers.
Right, and everybody's reports conflicts with everybody else's, but yet, you know, that isn't pointed out in the book. And, you know, so we know it's just all a cover-up, and it basically blames nobody, incriminates nobody for anything, regardless of lie hop, my hop.
But then calls for a huge police state in America.
Oh, of course. That's the only way to protect us from within, you know, take away our rights and, you know, take away the rights of Muslims to protect us. And you know, the, you know, complacent sheep in this country fail to realize that if you read between the lines, it doesn't say just Muslims or terrorists. It may say that here and there in the Patriot Act and the Military Commission Act. But, it, you know, you read through it enough and you'll find where it says all citizens. You know, so we are not exempt from these laws that are supposed to protect us. They are laws to be held against.
Well, it's like Hitler
us
at first said, oh, I'm just taking the communists and the Jews' rights, but really he took everybody's.
Exactly. And that's the naivety of those waving the flag, you know, standing up to the soldiers, you know, and yelling, go get them, boys. But, you know, it mostly isn't the people that are sending their sons and daughters over. It's the people down the street, you know.
Well, what do they think America is if it isn't the Bill of Rights and Constitution? I mean, that's being scrapped. The very group launching the war, the very group that carried out the attacks, is the very group getting rid of our borders and our sovereignty. I mean, 2 + 2 = 4, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep. Well, it's the propaganda machine at work. You know, everybody just, you know, has been brainwashed since we were kids that, you know, they've blurred the difference between America, its constitution, its citizens, and its government. You know, I had a vet say to me, you know, for country, right or wrong. I'm like, bull, what about for family and American citizens and do the right thing? You know, even Teddy Roosevelt, you know, claimed that to follow a president, right or wrong, was not only servile but treasonous to the American people.
Well, I mean, the folks that say you serve the government, I see this, oh, I've been loyal to the government. I hear politicians, FBI agents, cops say this. The Founding Father said the exact opposite. You're loyal to the people. And the Bill of Rights and Constitution that restricts the government, that is always deadly dangerous to your life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness. And, in fact, did you ever cue that up? I know that was in the first hour. John, do you have that clip where the firefighter Kevin, my producer, was debating on Fox News? They're shocked that Kevin says, don't trust your government. The Founding Fathers said it. And they both looked like deer in the headlights going, that's not true. You're just saying that. That's not true. I mean, they literally thought he was lying, saying the Founding Fathers said, don't trust your government.
Morning with Jefferson regarding a Shea uprising in 1786. You know, others wanted them all executed, and Jefferson stated, "Well, a little uprising now and then is a good thing, or a little rebellion now and then is a good thing." And you know, a healthy country needs it every 20 years, or you get rampant corruption. Those with the power will take advantage of it and run with it. And that's what, and that's what's happened to us, I believe, since, you know, long before the Federal Reserve Act. But they've just grown so big and powerful that, you know, and then the control of media, it only feeds, you know, their desires and their agenda.
Here's an example. The Register, big technology newspaper, reported yesterday that, the thing that would destroy internet neutrality and basically kill the freedom on the net was defeated, but that the telecommunications company spent $150 million this year lobbying for it. $150 million lobbying Congress alone. I mean, that is incredible.
Yeah, and this is why it's such a tough battle for us. I mean, you know, even with the Boston Tea Party, I mean, you know, we don't have a big bankroll flipping the bill on this. You know, it's all out of pocket and donations.
But tell folks where they meet, how they get involved. Tell us about it.
The actual event will commence at 11:30 outside Faneuil Hall between Quincy Market and Faneuil Hall, between the entrances of each. Kicks off at 11:30 a.m. on Saturday. By 1 p.m. after a few guest speakers, including Barbara Honegger, and Dr. Bob Bowman will speak, and a few others. Then we commence with a parade down to the Boston Harbor, and another session and round of speeches and press conference, and then we will enact tossing the commission reports overboard. And I would like to mention that we're going to, you know, simulate throwing stuff overboard. We're hoping to tether everything so that nothing reaches the water. We're hoping not to give them any reason to arrest us for polluting or littering. And I see that on 911 Blogger. Some people are worried about, well, you know, we can't go throwing trash in the river. Or, you know, we can't go throwing trash in that lake.
Oh, give me a break. The government dumped 3 million gallons of nerve gas right near that harbor just a few years ago. I say dress up like Indians and throw them in there. Let them arrest you. You'll get more attention.
You know, somebody asked on Blogger, well, why did they dress up like Indians? And, you know, my...
To hide their identity. They boarded ships.
They couldn't dress up as colonials, obviously.
It was disguises. They had paint on their faces because they went on ships in the docks and destroyed the equivalent of $50 million worth of product. And we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know there's an assault upon America's freedom of religion by the United Nations Genocide Convention Treaty? The laws are called hate crime laws. These laws will eventually shut down Christianity in America by accusing Christians of hate crimes. These laws are already being used in Canada, Britain, Australia, and Sweden against Christians for reading certain Bible passages. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Attention, attention everyone, a brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, WRISTEASE, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
In a bloody war.
On a bloody war.
Liberty for their descendants.
Liberty for their descendants.
Now, when I mentioned nerve gas, let me give you the background. A year and a half ago in the Delaware River, they released tens of millions of gallons of diluted nerve gas, and it killed everything in the river. That was in the news, just, oh, we're dumping nerve gas. And a few years before that, they dumped millions of gallons of pure nerve gas off of the East Coast at three different spots. So here's the government just out dumping solid nerve gas into the ocean you're going to be eating fish and lobsters out of and crabs. But, oh my gosh, don't you dare throw some books in the harbor. See, it's all these laws for us. No laws or no following laws for them. Can you imagine? I'm not knocking you guys. Going out and speaking out about 9/11 being an inside job or talking about government involvement, you know, that's great. It's good to get out. But I can just see this with the cops will probably tell you not even to do that. They'll probably say a rope tied to a book is an Al-Qaeda weapon. And, you know, they'll probably, I mean, is it an authorized demonstration? Did you get your permit?
Yeah, we actually did, but you're right. They may look for a reason to disrupt it, you know, and they may not even need a legal or a valid reason to disrupt it. But
that's the land of the free, home of the brave. I'm glad you got your permit.
Yes.
I mean, imagine how far we've come to a bunch of drunk founding fathers spilling out of the tavern, dressed up like Indians, savaging open giant cases of tea and climbing on board ships for hours, dumping whole loads of tea into Boston Harbor to, like, I have my, I'm not knocking you, sir. I'm just illustrating what we are today. We've got our permits, and we're not going to let them touch the water, and we're going to, you know, oh, your black ski mask is so handsome, and please.
So you're assuming that you know, it doesn't matter how careful we are about how we proceed with this, it could still
I think what you're doing is no. Listen, I've been part of permitted protest. I'm not knocking you. Mm. I'm illustrating that we're both gelded. That's all.
Right.
I mean, I like to admit the pathetic slave I am here on air. You know, I say on air that the country is gone. I say on air the country is gone. And I'm not being negative there. We have to admit how bad it is and admit how far we've slid to then set about getting it back.
Right.
Do you see my point?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
How many people fail
to realize, you know, how destroyed this country is right now. How it is not the America that we are, you know, that is portrayed to us. We are not, you know, we're not as free as we think we are. We're not as liberal as we think we are. We have very few rights. The only rights you have are the ones that agree with their agenda or what they say is okay.
The only reason we have any rights left is because they know we're armed. And I don't
and
like
how much longer.
Exactly. I don't like Mao Zedong, but what he said was true. All political power grows out of the barrel of a gun. And they'd like to be violent. We're not violent. Well, I wish I could be there with you. Is there a particular website you'd like to plug?
Yeah. Let's see. Boston, www.boston911truth.org. We've gotten so much response from people. Oh, thanks for doing this. We wish we could be there. And certainly we encourage others to have their own events in the area. I mean, we envision this being, you know, just like the Boston Tea Party has been a yearly tradition for 200 years. We can see this being some kind of a yearly tradition.
Oh, does the city allow the devil tea to be touch the water?
Well, we'll see, won't we?
No, but I mean, you know, the yearly reenactment there in Boston, they do throw tea in.
I don't know if they actually go that far. I mean,
it's the environment. Oh.
Yeah. Fortunately for us, there is no actual Boston Tea Party reenactment this year, you know, so there's no conflict with another group trying to do a different thing.
I had just read about that in the past. I guess we don't do that anymore in America either. Now, San Francisco, and I'm told they're doing it also in somewhere in Missouri.
Philadelphia, St. Louis, Milwaukee, San Francisco are the four or five that I know of so far.
So, folks, just search 9/11 Truth in those cities and check out, what's the Boston website again?
Boston911truth.org. And for anybody that would love to go and can't, we have a donations button, and any help would be very grateful for us. Helps us out with, the cost for the speakers and the event.
How many people do you think you're going to have there?
Oh, man, it is so hard. It's so hard to tell. It could be anywhere from 200 to 2,000. We just can't really tell.
Yeah, I bet you're going to have about 800 people, and that's going to be great. Everybody needs to call the press in those cities and demand they show up and cover it. Hey, I appreciate you coming on, Larry, and I hope you'll send us some video of it so we can put it out on the web.
My pleasure, Alex. Thanks for the invite.
Thank you for coming on with us. All right, we'll come back, get some phone calls, cover some news, talk about some new developments with the London bombings, you name it.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop. Because I gave the kids their Spark Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing, "Are we there yet? Are we there yet?" for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Spark bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8 inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Complex story up on Infowars.net, up on PrisonPlanet.com, now in yesterday's news, and I really wanted to get Steve or Paul on to break this down, and we're even working on getting the individual himself on. And this fits in with the press reports, some of the other bus employees, bus company employees we've talked to, local witnesses who we talked to. They're at the site of the bombing. Remember, there were three trains that got bombed. And then an hour later, right at an hour later, what, 58, 59 minutes later, yeah, it's 59, the bus blows up. Now, they took the bus by itself and directed it off its route and drove it to this point. And then they were listening to the radio on the bus, and we're talking about bombs and backpacks, and a man then got agitated and started looking like he didn't know what was in it, and then it went off. And eyewitnesses reported he was on the bus, and the picture of his bloody shirt, you know, what he did, what the police said to him. And the bus was directed by two black unmarked cars that got in front and back of it and told to go there. It looks like bombs in the backpack didn't go off by remote control, that these guys were all couriers. And this is even what Scotland Yard said. This isn't me saying this. Scotland Yard, their head detective, who obviously wasn't part of the conspiracy, said, listen, we've looked at the MO on this, and for everything we've seen, eyewitnesses, reports, arguing about ticket prices, laughing, playing cricket the night before, these guys' backgrounds, it looks like they were some type of couriers hired to carry these backpacks or didn't know what was in the backpacks. And then the evidence, the bombs on the trains were simultaneous within seconds of each other. But then something didn't go right. They didn't want it announced, so the police were told, lock it down, claim it's a power surge. But then after an hour, it started leaking out that, no, there's been big bombs that have gone off, just from people coming in and out of the underground. And so this bus gets directed to a site right there in Tavistock Square. I've been there. And then they've got the radio turned up. Everybody's listening. They're on the bus. And as soon as they start talking about bombs and backpacks, the guy gets agitated, starts freaking out, opens up his backpack, boom! It blows up. And all the eyewitnesses said it didn't make sense. And Scotland Yard took their depositions. They said it didn't make it. He acted like someone who didn't know. Then with the trains, a bunch of eyewitnesses said that they didn't see rucksacks go off, that they were all just sitting there, and suddenly the bottom of the train blew up. And then eyewitnesses, police, and others said that it showed the metal sticking up through the floor. And that was in multiple newspapers. And, of course, so they put blue tarps all around it and took the carriages out under guard, wouldn't let anybody look at the damage. You have to ask yourselves why. And then it goes into all the other evidence. The government had paid for a drill that morning of the exact same trains at the exact same time, at the exact same locations. That is one in multi-tractigillion. And we go through all that in the film. It has 43 zeros on it. That's many times all the... It's billions and billions and billions and still billions. More times. I've been asking for months for somebody to get me a phone without a ringer, and I've got two phones here, and they both don't have ringers, so I have to unplug the studio phone. I'll probably never have one. If I want one, I got to go down and get one myself. But sorry about that. Now I've lost my train of thought there. It's probably the annoying Russian media. You know, I have this little office phone in here, and I told this Russian media TV station, keeps calling me, don't call this phone number. And they just call it every day, multiple times daily. Very annoying. I just have to have some little private phone I can use, you know, in my own office. All right, that's enough. What was I talking about just now? There's one downside of starting to exercise a lot more. Back when I used to jog every day and lift weights every day, I was a lot more aggressive, higher testosterone level. And now I've been jogging again and lifting weights and biking a lot. And I am having the old feelings of wanting to smash things, wanting to overturn things, wanting to, usually somebody flips me off driving down the highway. I don't care. Find my eyes bugging out again. I've got to control myself. Almost smash this phone. So, we yes, we have drills being run of the exact same target at the exact same times, the exact same location being bombed. That's impossible. And, of course, we have the exact same targets, exact same places, exact same time, on the same date, everything, that's really being hit in real life, in real time on 9/11. And we told you that almost 2 years before it was in USA Today, Associated Press, Newsweek, when they broke the big story for you. So, this is how they operate. And there's about 150 other examples plus on 7/7. That's why I made the film Terror Storm. And now let me digress. You can go read this article, the headline, 7/7 witness bus was diverted to Tavistock Square by two unmarked cars. Soon-to-be published account will detail the plot and cover-up of the number 30 bus bombing. And then it goes into a lengthy report on that. And it fits in with all the information that we have as well. So, I would ask listeners, this is an important broadcast. We're fighting for the Republic. This is life and death for the country and the sovereignty and the liberty we have all enjoyed. And things are very dark. We're very down, far down the rat hole of the New World Order right now. Things have gotten very, very serious. The good news is people are waking up in droves. There is a huge awakening taking place. But I still don't think most people realize how late it is and that officially we're in the North American Union. Officially they've already dissolved the borders. Officially they're legalizing all the illegal aliens and ordering all the banks to give them bank accounts with no ID. That is so key. I mean, you educate the public on that, they will get mad. We got to give up all our rights and be treated like slaves and go through checkpoints and be minded by the police like they're our nannies ninnying after us with their nightsticks. But the border's wide open. And we need to address just how bad a shape the country's in. The final stages of total dismantling to then set about fixing it. If you've got a serious malignant cancer, you don't want somebody to tell you it's heartburn. You want to get it removed or you want to treat it. So there's a lot of people out there that think the country's got a case of heartburn. Let me explain something to you. The country's heart stopped beating last year. The country is officially gone. The federal agencies are merging with Canadian and Mexican agencies. Foreign companies and countries are taking into receivership. The country's being carved up and handed over to different IMF and World Bank crime syndicate components, nodules, modes, nodes. I guess the best term would be just components. And I don't like it, and I'm here to try to warn people in my own shoddy way. I don't claim to be perfect. People expect me to have all the answers and put it all just perfectly and do all the work and step and fetch it for them and plug this, plug that. I haven't done enough. I'm not good. I need to cover this on the show. And I just want them to walk a mile in my shoes, something they can never do, obviously. But I know there's millions of you out there that do care and do know how far things have gone. And a year, 2 years, 3 years in the scale of humanity is just a few seconds. And just because they have killed the country, they did it artificially. They basically electrocuted the nation and knocked our heart off. And so I'm saying we can defibrillate. We can do resuscitation here. But you have to stop putting perfume on the dead body. You have to stop eating around the edges. We need to fully recognize, people are just now figuring out that there's a plan for a North American Union when we're already in it. You see, back when they were setting it up, people couldn't believe it. Now that we're in it, they're just now thinking that they're trying to set it up. See, we don't have time for that. It's like if your house is on fire, you've got time to get out, but not if you sit there and assess it for 5 minutes, or not if you try to get your belongings out or save the goldfish. No, get out of the house. We don't have time to sit here and play games. We have to assess for ourselves and then admit to ourselves just how bleak and how dark and how bad things really are. I mean, yeah, you see people waking up and being more receptive now because we're so deep in it. Frankly, there should be a lot more people waking up. Folks should be running around in the streets protesting, freaking out everywhere, suing every government you can, calling into talk radio to all the propaganda, writing into the newspaper about it. It's just laced propaganda everywhere. People should be outraged, and I know you are, but I mean to a higher level. I'm asking you, the listeners, if you are on the Internet, to email your entire email list with a nice little note saying, hey, tune in to Alex Jones Monday through Friday from 11 to 2 Central and Sundays 4 to 6, or go subscribe to the free podcast, which, believe me, isn't cheap for us to pay for. Thousands of dollars a month to serve hundreds of thousands of you just on the podcast. Free. Tell everybody the free podcast at InfoWars.com. And then it just serves it right to your MP3 player, right to your iPod, and there's no excuse, and you can sit there and you can listen, you can fast forward past whatever you don't like, free. Tell people about it. I'm not pleased and I'm not satisfied with hundreds of thousands of podcast listeners. I want tens of millions. I want to circumvent the mainstream media that's pulled out every stop they can to censor and to block us and to keep us from reaching the people. I don't want them to win. I'm not endangering my life and everything I do for nothing. I'm doing this to beat these criminals. I know we can beat them if we can just recognize them as enemies. Your governors are enemies. Most of your congressmen and women are enemies. Your senators are enemies. The president, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, all of them are New World Order pimps, paid for mafia minions. They're operatives of the global corporate state. Do you understand? They need to be seen as enemies. They need to get past the whole fake political spectrum they project to confuse you. It is an illusion. And it's skin deep. It is like a mist. You can just walk right behind the screen and see the little man behind the curtain anytime you want to, but you've got to be willing to face what you see on the other side of that curtain. And believe me, folks, it's a lot more scarier than a little man. You're going to find what can only be described as the devil and his legions behind that curtain. And when you find out how evil these people are, it will chill you, but I hope it will also motivate you. They don't just not care about your life, they enjoy sorrow. Okay, they're the opposite of normal people. They are the priest of power. They are into power, raw control. So please, tell everyone about the podcast. Tell everyone you know about the Internet streams. Free, 24 hours a day, in 16-bit, pretty good quality, streaming out to you 24 hours a day. My show airs over and over and over again. Alive, 11 to 2, it airs. If you're listening on the AM or FM station, even better. Tell people at red lights. Tell people on the street. Tell your neighbors. Tell them at church. Print up little flyers on your computer. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Go to the sound of the guns. Wake up everybody you know. Get aggressive. There's a few other shows I can recommend. People like Dr. Stan Monteith, Pastor Butch Paul. There's a few other shows I can recommend that are good. Promote them. So many of the other Patriot shows are diseased. They're a bunch of egomaniacs attacking other patriots and straw men and just lunacy. You've got to be the leaders. You've got to get out there. Start your own radio shows. Start your own local shows. Start your own webcast. I don't care. Get involved in the fight now. The people are waking up. We just don't have the leaders we need. I told you, I'm not your leader. I don't want to be your leader. You need to be leaders in your area. So, really, this isn't me just putting this out. I'm asking you to enlist in the defense, the last ditch defense of this country. They got their pretty billboards and their TVs and their big Christmas trees and everybody running around buying stuff and cramming cheeseburgers in their mouth. But behind it is Ritalin and Prozac and Mercury and degradation and factories shutting down and the dollar devalued. I mean, we're in serious trouble, and the public has been anesthetized, has basically been happy gassed by all this propaganda. We have to cut through it like a laser beam, and we have to cut through it now. So tell folks about the broadcast. I think we're doing the best job out there. That isn't saying much. That shows us how much trouble we're in. But you tune in because we're doing the best job that's being done. I'm asking you to do better.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
You know what the last ditch is? It's in a war, the old system of trench warfare, when they run across 4 or 5 of your defenses and they're coming through the last ditch, coming over into your ditch to bayonet you. Okay, they've hit the last ditch. Now the public's kind of going, hey, what is that? Oh, I did hear something about global government. I did hear something about one-child policies in America. I did hear something about forced drugging. Huh, what's that coming over the ditch? And so a lot of them aren't going to listen now, but when they hit the ditch, as they get bayoneted by the New World Order, by CPS, and by the tax man, and by the cops at the checkpoint, That's when it's coming. And that's when we're finally going to beat you. Because they're not going to know they're under attack till they're in the ditch. A lot of these yuppies and others, and a lot of them are going to try to serve. They're going to be there at the ditch, and this is all figurative. It's an allegory. Oh, the bad men are here. Come get them. You know, once the yuppies finally see it, they'll go, I want to join. Can I have one of your, you know, one of your uniforms? A lot of smart people, by the way, just decided to serve the system. I talked to a lot of lawyers, high-powered lobbyists, former big politicians, some current. Oh, Alex, we all know it's true, but you just got to work in it. You know, that's how it is. I hope you will go to InfoWars.com in the fight and get Terror Storm, get American Freedom to Fascism. Get them, make copies, get them out to everybody. Give them as Christmas presents. I hope you'll get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. Until the end of the month, you get almost half a year free when you sign up for a year. Get a monthly membership if you'd like. PrisonPlanet.tv. Just take action. If you've already got my films, make copies of them aggressively. Tell folks about the Google, how you can watch on Google Video, Terror Storm, for free. Help me get this out to people. Warn the population. Let's go to Jeff in Michigan. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hi, Alex. Up here in the Great Lakes, I don't know how much you've heard, but the Coast Guard right now is wanting to start firing to practice for terrorist attacks in the fresh water, which would put about 7,000 pounds of lead in the water. The people in this area are furious about it. The only thing I could find online is a quote from you saying that the IMF was just handed the Great Lakes. This was a statement you made to Greg Palast in 2002.
Yes, that was in Michigan papers. That was in Illinois papers. There was an IMF World Bank agreement to let big tankers come in and get fresh water. They load like oil tankers with it and take it back to other places, believe it or not.
Okay.
And it's been put into an international zone.
Oh.
I don't remember the exact articles.
Okay. Who has control? I mean, I can see what you're saying as far as the IMF has control over the water supply.
Yes.
But do we as the state still have control?
Yeah, one side of the Great Lakes is U.S.
Okay.
Out to the middle, and then the other side's Canada.
Okay. And then one other thing, I completely agree with you on previous arguments you've had against child family services, but on behalf of my parents, they were foster parents also, I just needed to defend their honor in saying that there are some good foster parents out there. I mean, there are terrible ones, too.
Hold on a second. Take Hutton Gibson, Mel Gibson's dad. He had 10 children. They loved children so much they adopted another child. Okay, I'm not adopted, but my sister is. Okay? I'm saying five times more likely. I'm saying the government has a horrible record compared to the general public, so they have no moral authority to sit around bossing everybody. Do you see what I'm saying?
I agree with you completely.
Okay,
thanks.
So you know, your parents are great. Hutton Gibson's great. My parents are great. You know, that's what I'm saying here. I'm saying the government and the big foster home mills where they got 20 kids, five times more likely. It's like saying the cops are twice as likely to be involved in crime. That's not saying all the police are criminals. I'm just stating a fact. God bless you all. InfoWars.com.
If you would like a copy of this show, come to GCNLive.com and reserve it today. Or call toll-free 877-300-7645.